My guest at this time is North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, a Republican representing the Tar Heel State's 11th Congressional District. He is also the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations. We've asked him to discuss what he's learned about the hack of records at the Office of Personnel Management, which we now know comprise the private data of some 22 million Americans. That revelation prompted the resignation of OPM Director Catherine Archuleta on Friday. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much.
Just a few weeks ago, we were told it was 4.2 million, which obviously would have been bad enough. Now it's at 22 million. What's your reaction to the official toll taken by this hacking at OPM?
Well, we still don't know the full extent of the damage, Greg. We knew back then that there was probably more exposure than just the 4-plus million that they outlined. And so that number grew from 4 to 14 to now 22 million. And the troubling part about this is this was not just one hack. It was two different separate hacks, and they stayed on for multiple lengths of time. But here the director and her chief information officer failed to take even the basic precautions of encryption. You and I would know to do that. You would think that someone who is charged with protecting the personal information of federal workers would just take the basics, but yet she failed to do that. So her resignation is a welcomed announcement, but not really the end of the story.
Congressman, let's dig into that just a little bit more, because obviously the Oversight Committee had hearings after the initial reports of this, and that was one of the big bombshells to come out of that hearing, was that this data wasn't encrypted, including 22 million Social Security numbers, and possibly even more than that once everything is discovered. What's even more jaw-dropping, perhaps, is the explanation for why it wasn't encrypted. What were you told?
Well, I mean, there's a variety of different reasons, but one of the reasons why supposedly it wasn't encrypted is because the programming language was so old that it couldn't be encrypted. That was one of the defenses. And then it went further to say, well, you know, just the lack of the ability, because it was such a large volume of information that they just didn't have time. So, I mean, the story changed from time to time, and that's why Chairman Chaffetz and I both back in June asked for the resignation, and the story just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And this has long-term implications, Greg.
And let's talk about that in just a second. But what else did the Inspector General uncover besides the complete lack of encryption on the personal data of millions of Americans?
Well, I mean, they put forth a very comprehensive report, the IG did, and they found that the director and those involved in the decisions failed to implement most of their recommendations. Now, they in the hearing, they said security is priority number one, and yet what we found was just over and over again, each and everything that was recommended didn't get done, as if somehow there was a firewall that would not allow, you know, in this case has been reported, Chinese hackers to come in, but stay in there for days at a time. And so it's just, again, you would think that they would be able to do something. The private sector does a much better job of this. A bigger bureaucracy does not make it better.
We're talking with North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows. He is the chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee on Government Operations. And Congressman, you were saying a moment ago that there are far-reaching implications of this data being compromised. There's obviously been talk of a potential blackmail at some point. What are some other things that perhaps haven't gotten as much attention but could be real problems either for our country or for these individuals?
Well, certainly for individuals, obviously there's 22 million Americans that may have their information sold or conveyed to you know, identity theft at any given point, and so that's troubling. But from a national security standpoint, not only do we have the background information and other information from people that some of them who only applied for jobs, you've got a real espionage issue here where you've got people with top secret security clearance, that have background information that now are in the hands of a foreign entity. And so it is real troubling when you have that. You figure that the privacy of individuals is one thing, but the national security of a nation is another, and to not take the basic precautions as you would with any offensive threat from a foreign government is troubling.
So Director Archuleta is out, and as you mentioned, that is a plus in your estimation, as well as Chairman Chaffetz of the full Oversight Committee, but certainly issues remain. So what will you be focused on going forward in addition to seeing who the new director is? What policies, what practices, what efforts to make sure this doesn't happen again will be first and foremost on your agenda?
Well, I think I would put them in three different buckets. The first is not just with the director, but the chief information officer. She needs to go as well. The second bucket of that is that we need to go ahead and make sure that all private information is encrypted, and that includes not only Social Security numbers, but other personal identifiers as well. But the third is to get the private sector involved in the type of security clearance and encryption and cyber attack defensives that they use. Google does a great job of that in the private sector. We need to get some of those private sector solutions in so that we can really start to focus on that. We spend $100 billion a year in IT. I think we need to prioritize some of that to make sure that cyber is a primary focus.
How high of a priority do you think this was for the administration, the security of this data and throughout the government, not just at OPM? And do you sense that they get the message now?
Well, verbally, it was a high priority, but as a matter of fact, it was not. I mean, we see that for 18 months, everything else was a priority. They just didn't have time to get to it, or they didn't, that they said they were working on it, but yet it was priority number one. Well, we find that priority number one was a whole lot of other issues with regards to this director. So hopefully they've gotten the message. We can't continue to turn a blind eye to the kind of attacks that we have. Everybody that has any kind of connectivity with the World Wide Web has an issue with this, and so we need to be vigilant each and every day. There are folks out there that are wanting to take this and use this for their benefit and our detriment.
Congressman, last question. All of this unfolds in the wake of some drama with your own position as chairman of the subcommittee. Due to some other votes, you had temporarily been removed as the subcommittee chairman. And then after some back and forth, you were restored. What's the working relationship right now with the larger chairman, Jason Chaffetz, of the full oversight, especially as you go forward on an issue of this magnitude?
Yeah, the working relationship is very good. We've been working not only on this issue, but a number of others. And really, there's no one more dedicated to protecting the American taxpayer dollar than Chairman Chaffetz and myself. And so that we have very much in common. My vote was more one that was challenged by leadership, and so Chairman Chaffetz doesn't see that as a direct attack towards him, nor I, his removal of me, as a direct attack on me. Hopefully, in the end, we have our priorities, both of us, focused on the American taxpayer, and that's where it needs to be.
Congressman, a lot of work to do. Thank you very much for giving us a preview of the road ahead. We appreciate it.
No, thank you, Greg. It was great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, Republican from the state's 11th Congressional District, also chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.